episode of National Bugle Radio. This is actually a Boomer Vision. I'm not using the regular Boomer Vision intro because it's kind of a Corona time happy hour edition of Boomer Vision. Boomer Vision means that I'm going to be playing some clips, and like recently, I'm playing a lot of Tucker Carlson. But before we get to that, this is National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. It is one of the last places of free speech. Now, you hear me say this every single show. I ask for money, I talk about free speech on RBN. But literally, look around you. We have no guarantee, and I'm saying this in all sincerity, no guarantee that RBN will even be around. Well, okay, let me put it this way, because I know John Statmiller is going to do everything he can to keep RBN around, but let me put it this way. We certainly have no guarantee that there's going to be any platform available to you to support RBN when we really, really need it, and we really, really need it. Google has been deplatforming they've been deplatforming The American Thinker, Breitbart. I mean, they've been doing all this deplatforming. It's all over the place. Zero Hedge, of course, is completely demonetized. So the ability to take your donations, we have no idea how long that's going to last. And when the credit card processors succumb to the pressure and deplatform RBN, do you want that to be lights out? Because you got to donate now. You have to do it. Otherwise, you're not going to hear this voice. You're not going to hear so many other voices. You don't think RBN's got a big target on their back? They do. So support RBN. Also go to nationalbugle.com, download the Koshertified app. This is a very, very important tool. We are going to need this tool and others like it. Support it. Support its development. Support its expansion into all sorts of other information that we need. But kosher foods, that is a great place to start. Download the Koshertified app from nationalbugle.com. Okay, so I mentioned this is a Boomer Vision. Last night, Tucker Carlson, and I'm recording this Saturday morning. Maybe I'll play it Tuesday. This is Saturday, the 20th of June. Maybe I'll play this on Tuesday. We'll see. Maybe events will overtake me. Events are moving so fast. But at any rate, Tucker Carlson had another important monologue last night where he was he breaking new ground? It was good, but, you know, a big hunk of it was completely mistaken. It wasn't bad. I mean, you know that I get very upset with Tucker when he uses his show to advance the neocon agenda against China. I think he hasn't been doing that recently. And I get irked with him when he throws the Confederacy under the bus or whatever. But this doesn't irk me so much, but he had an important monologue that was making a lot of important points, but a lot of it was just factually incorrect. And maybe I don't know, I'm going to point out the inaccuracies. So let's hear that clip, Mr. T.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. You can be forgiven if the events of the last month caught you by surprise, you didn't expect them. You become used to dismissing the American left out of hand as a joke, because they are. Since the day Donald Trump was inaugurated, the Democratic Party has been helplessly disorganized and totally ineffective as a political party. They wasted years chasing invisible Russian agents and then making weird and unintelligible sounds about something called Ukraine. It's still not clear what they meant by that. Their entire political strategy was bizarre. And in the end, it was counterproductive. It hurt them with voters. They went down in the polls.
Okay. Everything he said there was completely wrong. The Democrats have been extremely effective. So here, they don't control the White House. And yet from day one, from the day that Donald Trump was elected, they have been successfully, even when they didn't control either house of Congress, the first 2 years, they didn't control either house of Congress, they didn't control the White House, and yet they were able to completely block anything important from his platform. They held up all wall funding, didn't they? Yeah, they did. They blocked his executive order. Oh, you could say, well, it was the courts that did this, but it was the courts with the Democrats. It was and the Democrats aren't just Nancy Pelosi. The Democrats are CNN and MSNBC. The Democrats are an arm of Jewish power, as are the Republicans, frankly, which is good points that Tucker is going to halfway make. But the anti-Trumpers centered around the Democratic Party, they stopped the wall. They stopped his Muslim ban. They kept DACA alive. They've kept DACA alive the whole time. So everything on immigration. How about on his foreign policy? They got him to bomb Syria. I mean, bombing Syria, that was the one time that Wolf Blitzer felt proud of having Donald Trump as his president. He didn't even say proud, but said that's the only time that he acted presidential. They've gotten everything they wanted. You know, what did they not get, maybe? Paul Ryan, who's also, remember, Paul Ryan was anti-Trump. Paul Ryan managed to get his tax cut, which Donald Trump didn't run on. So Paul Ryan got that. That's one thing that he got for the Republicans. Yay! Meanwhile, the Democrats, they got prison reform. And was this self-destructive for the Democrats? Did they lose popularity? I'm sorry, they captured, in the midterm elections, they captured the House of Representatives, and by a significant margin. So it was not wildly unpopular or unsuccessful. It was extremely successful, and since the midterm election, they've been able to turn it up. So everything Tucker said there was factually wrong. Anyway, though, it winds up being a good monologue, so let's hear more of it.
Only buffoons do that in politics. These people couldn't organize your kid's birthday party. They didn't make their beds this morning. And yet suddenly, out of nowhere, they roared back and took over the country. They did it in less time than it takes most people to go on spring vacation. What happened? How'd they do that? Well, it's simple. Nobody stopped them. There was no opposition to their power grab. The other side surrendered on day one without a fight.
Okay, so he asks how they did this. Well, I mean, they've done it through, first of all, it wasn't really a takeover. This is a crackdown. The same people are in charge. We have a country that for decades has been under a Jewish dictatorship. It really is. It's a Jewish dictatorship. The Democratic Party is an instrument of the Jewish dictatorship. They are an instrument, or they are a tool of it, as is the Republican Party. They're just tools. I mean, you have saws, you have drills. You do different things with a saw from a drill, but they're both your tools. And that's the Democratic and Republican Party are both tools of Jewish power. The population has been subjected to, intense brainwashing all of these years. The whites' demoralization, humiliation. You saw what happened at Charlottesville, where the entire narrative was completely twisted and then weaponized in so that you wound up with the FBI under Trump, the Trump FBI director Christopher Wray, saying that their top priority is white supremacists, right? That's their top priority, law enforcement priority is white supremacy. So this is a crackdown. Then you got everybody softened up with the coronavirus. And, you know, there's a lot of elements go into the coronavirus, but who more than anybody else is responsible for the lockdown? It's the media. It's the Jewish media. Maybe some of the companies that are trying to develop vaccines, maybe some of them aren't Jewish owned, some of them are, but it's who is responsible for it? It's the media more than anyone else. You could talk about Democratic governors, too, and who's responsible for the Democratic governors. I mean, the Democratic governors are elected with Jewish money, and the media is Is it? It may well be the most important part of Jewish power. Is the media more important than Goldman Sachs and Rothschild banking? It may well be. I don't know. You'd have to do a study of it, but whatever. It's extremely powerful. Sometimes you hear people complain about China's state-run media, but I think to a large extent we have a media-run state. Anyway, let Tucker continue because he's going to make some important points.
The rest of us watched all of this with our jaws hanging open in shock. It was the opposite of what we expected. Millions of people regularly vote for the Republican Party precisely because they would like someone to protect this country from the crazed ideologues who seek to destroy it. There are many of them. We're watching them on television now. There's not really another reason to vote Republican, unless you happen to be one of those rare people who wants more pointless foreign wars and enjoys sucking up to banks. Most people don't.
Okay, now that was super important. So there's Tucker taking on the Republican Party with the gloves off, really going after the Republican Party, and this is not the first time he's done it. And people vote for the Republican Party because they expect the Republican Party to protect them from the crazy agenda of the Zio Democrats, but all that the Republican Party really delivers on are foreign wars, and we could call those wars for Israel. And then tax cuts for business, is that what he said? And you see, this is in the toolbox of our Jewish overlords. Yeah, the Democratic Party pushes what people call cultural Marxism, and they push completely open borders. And they do attract voters like Bernie Bros or old hippies with, they can't really do it credibly anymore, but traditionally with vague anti-war sentiments or positions vaguely anti-war and maybe vaguely for the Bernie Bros, subsidized healthcare, subsidized education, but don't deliver on any of it. Whereas the Republicans, what do you get with the Republicans? They've been the party of overseas wars, and they've really been the party, the leading party for internal surveillance, the Patriot Act. That was Republican. There was. Not a whole lot of opposition to it from the Democrats. I mean, the thing is, so the Republicans roll over on all of the cultural Marxism. They are the designated losers. They are the designated Washington generals on all the cultural Marxism and all the immigration. But they are the designated, kind of the designated Harlem Globetrotters when it comes to foreign wars. And whereas the Democrats are the complete opposite. They are the Harlem Globetrotters of cultural Marxism and immigration, and they are the designated Washington generals of foreign wars. You know, they might mouth some opposition, but they intentionally lose. They just roll over on it, and that's the way Jewish power operates. But it's great that Tucker Carlson is pointing this out. So, it makes one think that I don't know how long he can last on Fox News, but as soon as he gets kicked off of Fox News, he's bound to start a new political movement. Will it be within the Republican Party to take over the Republican Party, or will it be completely independent of the Republican Party? And, he is maybe the one person in America who could create a independent movement that would get some traction. We'll see. Okay, what else does he have to say? Oh, and by the way, for our foreign listeners, the Harlem Globetrotters are a basketball team, a kind of a comedy basketball team. It's all black, but they're very entertaining, and they play these exhibition games against a hapless team, that the Washington Generals, who are their foils, who always lose the game, because they just basically stand around while the Globetrotters do some tricks that are fun to watch. That's what that reference was. Now I'm going to skip through a couple of minutes where he's talking about the Heritage Foundation and that the leader of the Heritage Foundation, who he names and he shows her picture, he doesn't actually mention that she's black, but she's black, wrote an op-ed calling the American people racist. He goes on to say that Republicans are just completely crumbling in the face of the riots, and they're proving that voting doesn't work, that violence works, that political violence, that rioting works, and voting doesn't work. And then this, which I have to say sounds like a direct challenge to President Trump.
You've got to wonder how all of this would have played out if Barack Obama was still president. Let's say it was the summer of 2011, right before Obama's re-election campaign started in earnest. Imagine if at that politically critical moment, violent mobs of Mitt Romney supporters began looting and burning major American cities, screaming racist slogans as they did it. Hard to imagine, but try. Imagine if the Romney mob then defaced and tore down statues of Martin Luther King in public parks. Imagine if every street sign in America identifying a Martin Luther King Boulevard was suddenly ripped to the ground and defaced with graffiti. Most Americans would find that appalling and disgusting. We certainly would. But let's say the mob kept doing it because nobody stopped them. Imagine if the people who planned to vote for Barack Obama in the fall knew they couldn't admit that in public. If citizens wearing Obama hats were physically assaulted, punched in the face, thrown to the sidewalk, and kicked. Imagine if anyone who spoke out against the mobs or showed support for Obama's campaign was censored or deplatformed by tech monopolies that operated at the pleasure of federal regulators. Imagine if those same monopolies censored President Obama himself. So ask yourself sincerely, if all of that happened, how do you think Barack Obama would have responded? By tweeting angry things? By effectively apologizing to the mob, meeting their demands for, quote, reform? And then declaring a new national holiday at their request? No, probably not. It's hard to imagine Barack Obama doing that. It's hard to imagine him complaining that as president of the United States, he didn't have the power to stop political violence or preserve the integrity of an election or protect free speech or public art or the nation's history itself. No, that would not happen. Instead, within about 10 minutes, you would see the Obama Justice Department indict every single person involved on federal conspiracy and civil rights charges. You would watch as SEAL Team 6 reclaimed downtown Seattle. You'd see airborne units drop from the sky into Atlanta, Minneapolis, and Portland. You would see whatever it took to stop the chaos. That revolution would not last long. Say what you will about Barack Obama, and we do, but he never doubted he had the constitutional authority to act, and he did act. Obama knew a threat when he saw one. Our Republican leaders don't believe they have the authority. They don't believe they're legitimate. They don't see the threat. They don't want to see the threat because they know they can't face the mob. They know they're too weak. And so they offer trinkets and hope the mob will go away, but it won't. Mobs can't be sated. We thought Republicans understood that. That's why we supported them. But crisis has revealed the truth. Now we know who they are. It could not be clearer. And now it's time to find new leaders.
Okay. Now, he didn't mention President Trump's name at all in this monologue, except to say, I think at the very beginning, since the election of Donald Trump. But he never talked about Trump per se. He's talking viciously about the Republicans. And of course, it's true that the Republicans did not support the election of Donald Trump. But at the end of this, he said it's time to find new leaders. So that is a direct challenge to President Trump. At times, Tucker Carlson has been able to get through to President Trump and get him to change his position on issues, and especially regarding war with Iran and war with Syria. If anybody can get through to Trump, it's Tucker, but I don't know if anybody can get through to Trump. I'll be right back.
So you met someone who set you back on your heels. Goody, goody. So you met
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
We're in trying times, and we've got to keep our balance. Now, in these confusing times, there's going to be confusion. There's going to be some false reports, some fake news. Let's keep on top of it. I've heard something that's been going around. It's about numerology. It's about the number 33. I'm going to play this for you, and I'm going to then explain why it's fake.
And it's pretty clear, this whole corona hoax is a complete psychological operation.
You may know, as of today, and I say as of today at this hour, we have 33 confirmed positive tests of the virus.
Yesterday we had 22 cases. Today we have 33 cases, so it has gone up by 11. Those are 11 new cases. 22 goes to 33.
As we sort through this here in Arkansas, we have 33 confirmed positive cases in Arkansas.
As of today, we have 33 confirmed cases with Boston residents. We expect those numbers to climb.
As of this afternoon, we have 33 Pennsylvanians who have tested positive for COVID-19.
So as of this morning, there were 33 confirmed cases in North Carolina.
Good evening to you. Lots to get to tonight. I'm Leon Hendricks. We want to start with new information into our newsroom. Within the past couple of hours, there are now 33 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in Michigan.
Good evening, everyone. Thanks for joining us for the news at 6. I'm Richard Gearhart. Karina Corral has the night off. More cases of the coronavirus were confirmed today in San Luis Obispo County, bringing the total number now to 33.
Right now, Georgia is reporting a total of 99 cases in 19 counties. That is 33 new cases from just yesterday,
Good afternoon. I'm Karen Swenson. More cases and more events affected. Here is the latest coronavirus news. There are now 33 cases in Louisiana.
As expected.
The number of cases of COVID-19 jumps. A total of 33 people in our state have been tested and are confirmed to have the coronavirus.
Day four of the shelter-at-home order brought six new confirmed cases of the coronavirus to San Luis Obispo County, bringing the total number to 33.
All troopers will be professional, polite, and we'll treat everyone with dignity and respect.
These latest steps as the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Rhode Island jumps by 33 overnight.
There were four more deaths reported overnight. The death toll now stands at least 33.
The Ministry of Public Health has confirmed a batch of 33 new COVID-19 patients. Island now has an accumulated number of cases.
తెలంగాణలో కరోనా వైరస్ బారిన పడిన వారి సంఖ్య 33 పెరిగింది. నిన్న కొత్తగా 6 కేసులు నమోదయ్యాయి. ఇందులో ఒకరు కరీంనగర్ కు చెందిన 23 ఏళ్ల విద్యార్థి.
The Ministry of Public Health has reported that the number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Thailand remains at 33.
10 new confirmed cases have been reported in Malaysia, bringing the total now to 93. Health Director General Dato' Dr. Nur Hisham Abdullah said they were first and second generation close contacts of case 33.
Patients 21 to 24 announced yesterday evening, March 9, 2020. This brings the total number of confirmed cases in the country to 33.
Okay, and it goes on and on. Now, of course, the coronavirus, the whole response to it's fake. The coronavirus itself is not nearly what they said. You could call it a hoax. You can very well call it a hoax. You can very well call it a psyops. Why is it a psyops? Well, you could go into all sorts of good reasons why it's a psyops, because you should start with the biology, but the number 33 has nothing to do with it. It took me about maybe 33 minutes to put this together.
So today I'm advising that we have 32 new presumptive positive cases in Newfoundland and Labrador.
The night off, there are seven new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Illinois, bringing that total to 32.
Numbers of new cases have almost doubled in a few days. And as of today, we have 172 active cases, five still resolved. And we're getting the number of new cases being reported each day is going up quite quickly. We had 32 new ones over the last 24 hours.
That was Ontario.
Now, South Korea reported 32 new cases of COVID-19 on Wednesday. I've got breaking news coming in that 32 new COVID-positive cases have been confirmed just in Delhi. Just in Delhi, all of them going back to this public jama. 32 new cases.
Singapore has reported 49 new COVID-19 cases today, bringing the total to 558. Of today's new cases, 32 are imported. These include Singaporeans, permanent residents, and long-term pass holders.
So 693 new positive cases of coronavirus over the last 24 hours, and 32 deaths have been registered in India. Let's go across to Sukirti for more.
And tragically, we do continue to see deaths related to COVID-19. Today, 2,155 deaths have been reported, which represents an increase of 32 deaths from the previous report.
There is perhaps a bit of a flaw in the way that the data is being calculated and the methodologies that have been used. I mean, for one, you noted just a moment ago about those 32 new imported cases. What you didn't...
So that's China.
As of May 21, meron pong 97 confirmed COVID-19 cases among foreign nationals reported here in the Philippines. Kabilang po dito ang 32 na Chinese.
Total 149 death report hui hain, jisme ki kal ki agar death ki sankhya dekhen to around 32 people have died yesterday.
So is 32 the magic number or 33? I get confused. I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
B-Days are here again. The skies above are clear again. Let's sing the song of cheer again. Happy days are here again.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, so the theme I'm trying to get on, at least with the last segment, was we have to keep focused. We have to, we're facing a massive crisis, and we have to make sure we're focusing on real things. And the numerology, or, you know, the idea that there's something really significant to 33 cases of coronavirus, and that was going around. You could do the exact same thing with 32 or 34. I've seen people now talk about three-digit numbers. You put in coronavirus and new cases, three-digit numbers, and you're sure to find any report that would match any three-digit number you want to mention. Well, would that be a surprise? No, it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be a surprise. What it's an indication of, not that Google is doing something weird with search algorithms, it's that we have, for the past several months, been inundated 24 hours, round the clock, with nonstop coronavirus sensationalism. And this is what the media is pushing. And, of course, a lot of people in the media are brainwashed. I mean, so much of the world is now brainwashed to be afraid of the coronavirus. I mean, the fact is, the coronavirus is a real virus, and Like a lot of real viruses, it spreads throughout the population. That happens. What usually happens is most people who come into contact with a given virus, whether it's the flu virus, whether it's a cold virus, whether it's this virus, most people, their immune systems are working properly. Their immune systems see the virus, they attack the virus, and you probably don't get any symptoms. You probably come into contact with more colds and more flus than you can, than you have any idea of. You're always coming into contact with these things. And your immune system handles it, and usually you don't have any symptoms. Why is it that if you've been like walking all night in the rain or something like that, or you haven't been getting sleep, or maybe you're cooped up in an airplane for like 14 hours without being able to move or stretch. Well, these are things that make you vulnerable. It's not that walking in the rain exposes you to the virus. It's that walking in a rain depresses your immune system, and then these viruses, these cold viruses that are all over the place, that you're always coming into contact with, that you are now vulnerable to them and you get sick. So that's typically how it works. So yeah, the problem is that most people never really had to think about that. That's the real issue here, is not that there's something weird going on with Google algorithms for... I mean, Google does all sorts of weird things. You want to do weird things with their algorithms. You type in... you can type in white American inventors and it'll show you a whole bunch of black people. And this has been going on for a long time. Somebody else was telling me something the other day. Google does all sorts of weird things with their algorithms. But with the coronavirus, the bottom line is that it's not particularly dangerous, and it in no way warrants the response, and the media is very much complicit in hyping this up. That's the thing. Now, the same goes for the other crisis that we've got, the Black Lives Matter crisis, and somebody did forward me an article, or not an article, a show link, a link to a Adam Green No More News show. And he was making a big deal out of 8:46, and then he's got some rabbi he's friends with, who he brought on, named Duvid. It's D-O-O-O-O-V-I-D, Duvid. I don't know much about him. He might be a perfectly fine guy. He supported Tulsi Gabbard, so we got some common ground, that's for sure. But he's a rabbi, and he believes in this Jewish numerology, Genter, or I don't know what it's called, but some sort of Jewish numerology. Listen, If we're trying to red pill people into thinking that there's something wrong with what's going on with Black Lives Matter, I don't want to be mean to Adam Green, because two things that you can say for him that are big deals. One is that he built up a big channel that hundreds of thousands of people are subscribing to. That's a big achievement. And two, unlike most people who have achieved a big YouTube channel, he's not afraid to talk about Jewish power. Those are two really, really big deals. Now, before I go on, I want to point out Andrew Anglin a month ago or so. You know, he's built up a very popular internet channel, and when he started, he was a young kid. It was originally called, I think, Total Fascism, and it was humor and it was over the top and all of that stuff. He wrote an article a month ago saying he's changing the Daily Stormer, because even though the Daily Stormer was intended to be a humor site and purposely over the top, he realizes that people are going there for straight news, for hard news, which you're not getting anywhere else, and that it just so happens that I refer to Daily Stormer as the most trusted name in news, even though it's a humor site. But the fact is, it is a really good news site, and it's really hard to find good news. And because he's maturing, and I'm not saying he was immature before, but he's in his mid-30s or whatever, and he's realizing he's the only source often for a lot of heartbreaking news in text. Because, a lot of us do this type of thing. A lot of us do the podcasts, but there really aren't very many good text sites. And he's a good text site, and it's really important. And so he said he's going to stop with a lot of the humor. He's going to stop making racist jokes, and he's going to concentrate more on hard news. And that's a good thing. And I think if you've got a big YouTube channel with a couple hundred thousand subscribers, and you're willing to talk about the Jews, now you've got a responsibility to keep it real. And inviting on a Jewish rabbi, who might be a perfectly decent guy, like I say, he supported Tulsi Gabbard, so we got some common ground there, that's for sure. I don't know anything about him. But to start talking about, like, numerology, like, you know, like, Jewish wizards using magical numbers to do things, you're not doing anybody any service. Okay, so I say that, I'm bringing that up partly because there's another video, or well, we call it a video, but it's only audio. There's another audio that's been making the rounds. I first heard it last September, and supposedly this journalist named David Goldberg, you know, the probably most common Jewish first name and one of the most common Jewish last names, David Goldberg, made a tape and shortly before he supposedly was murdered. Now, I'm going to play a brief excerpt from that, and I'm not trying to cherry-pick anything, but I'll play about five minutes or so. And here's my question, and it is a question, because I don't have the answer, but from what I can tell, there are a lot of David Goldbergs out there. It's a very common name. And there was a David Goldberg who died, I think it was 2015. I think it was Sheryl Sandberg from Facebook's husband. There was another David Goldberg who I think died last year in Britain. He was a British rabbi, not a journalist. And he was a rabbi, and he would have had more of a British Jewish accent. This guy's got, like, I don't think this person's real. I don't think he's real, and I don't think anything he's talking about is real. I have a good friend who's a conspiracy guy, and he's always talking about, you know, leaked documents, secret, but he's not saying where they come from. And that's what this guy is saying. He's got some leaked documents. The documents are right out in front of him, but there's, you know, no names. They're White House documents, and it's a plan. But there's no lead that we can follow to verify it. And I'm asking, does anybody know, because this guy was supposedly some journalist, and he's saying, this is going to be my most important podcast. I'm not playing that part. That's at the very beginning. But was this somebody that anybody had ever heard of before? Because I'd never heard of him. And even after this has come out, I've never seen any evidence that this was actually a real person. It just, to me, it sounds like somebody with an over-the-top Netanyahu accent, you know, and... well, okay, I'm going to play some of it, and then we'll talk about it. Okay, and so I first heard this video, I think, last August or September. Maybe it was played on RBN. I just remember walking my dogs in the hot summer and listening to this. So it was sometime late last summer that I heard it. And he's talking about these plans of Project Pogo and a Project Zephyr, and the projects, they are efforts to... Because people in the White House are realizing too many people are getting red-pilled to Zionism, they're trying to identify them, and then they're going to bring down the hammer. Okay, let's hear about it.
Each, charge them with crimes, eliminate them completely, and this is what I'll talk about in the documents where they talk about guillotines.
Okay, so he's talking about exterminating people because too many people have been red-pilled, okay, and their documents are talking about guillotines.
Viral attacks, targeted. How they're going to eliminate these people.
Okay, viral attacks. Now, that's something that's getting attention because we've got the whole coronavirus. That's all he says about viral attacks. Now, he's talking about guillotines. What else does he talk about?
Too much suspicion without too many people noticing. But here's the problem. As I read the documents, I can see I have documents from 4 years ago, I have documents from 2 years ago, and then I have documents from 3 months ago. So there's a progression in the timeline as the projects change. Project Zephyr has changed. In the beginning, they were talking a lot about, okay, we are going to infect these people with a virus that imitates the flu virus. They're going to eliminate them in various ways that would not be suspicious.
Okay, I'm going to stop right here. Notice that the people, okay, we've got the coronavirus. Isn't he predicting the coronavirus? Well, he's talking about this as being targeted at people who have been red-pilled, targeted at people who know about Zionism. The people who are dying from the coronavirus are a bunch of old people, all right? And the young people aren't dying, aren't even knowing that they're getting sick. So, really? Really?
In the documents I have now from 3 months ago, they are saying the amount of people they have to eliminate is too large. It is too many. We are talking about millions of Americans. And this is where we see their plans are changing. And they are going to initiate something that is devastating and that is extremely frightening. And based on what I can see in the documents, we're talking about power outages along with a purge. They're going to come in, they're going to take out your home, and they're going to put you into a military vehicle or whatever, a van, and drive you away and place you into a camp.
Okay, is any of that happening? Because I'm not seeing it.
It is a very, very big operation that they're planning. It is millions of Americans. They will do it under the cover of night, under the cover of blackness, during one of these planned blackouts. The blackouts are based on documents. I'm just looking at it right now. They have a three-day blackout. They have a nationwide blackout that lasts 2 days and a lot of localized blackouts. So it is a whole series of blackouts that they're going to do. And, of course, it will be blamed on all kinds of things. They might blame it on Iran. I have seen that mentioned in the documents. They've already prepped people for this. There are going to be more blackouts. They're already predictive programming. So we may see more of this as we go on. As far as I can tell from Project Zephyr, they are planning this next year and the year after. They are not done tagging, tracking, and identifying everyone. It looks like they're at about 78%. I looked in the documents, and there were a couple of indications of how far along they feel in the project is. They're like 78% done, but they're not completely done. It does take time to identify a YouTube account.
So we're talking about all this really specific stuff without, 78%, a specific number. But he's not, the documents, he's not saying what the documents are.
And then track it to the email that it was created with and then the IP address and then find out who created it. It does take them a lot of time to do that. It is not instant. It does take a lot of research because a lot of people create a YouTube account with an email address that doesn't give any indication of who they are. An account name that doesn't have their full name on it. They don't use their real pictures. So it is a challenge for them, and that's why the project has been going on for so long. But it is coming to a close. In the next 6 months to a year, it appears it is coming to a close, and that is when Project Zephyr will be initiated. So I have some notes here. I'm going to continue on and talk a little bit more about why. They're being tracked. They're being identified. That's the whole point. A lot of people have said, well, why are some of these YouTube channels allowed to exist? Why are they allowed to so openly talk about the truth? And some of you might know Adam Green, No More News, and there are a whole bunch of others, and they're very, very open about Zionism, and they're very honest about it, and they're telling the truth. I mean, they are telling the truth. They're not hiding anything. They're not disinfo. They're not putting disinfo out there. But as far as I know, they're all a part of this operation. I can't say specifically if Adam Green is a part of it or not, but I would assume possibly he is.
Okay, I'm going to stop it right there. So I'm not trying to call out Adam Green. I think that this guy, why is he talking about Adam Green? What he's saying is Adam Green is part of this Operation Zephyr to identify people. People come to his, maybe he's involved, maybe he's not. The idea is that people come and they comment on his YouTubes, and then all those people are going to be guillotined or they're going to be purged, taken out off in military vehicles to camps. Okay, does anybody have any evidence that this David Goldberg person actually ever existed? Did anybody listen to his podcast? Because this is supposedly one of his podcasts. Was there actually a person who had a podcast? Did he die? And even if he existed and died, his predictions aren't coming true. I mean, he said something about a virus, but there was supposed to be a targeted virus that would be used to take out opponents of Zionism. And there's none of that. There's no guillotine. There's no power outage. There's no purge. There's no military vehicles coming in the middle of the night and taking people off the camps. Okay? So, let's keep it real. I'll be back.
Way down on the levee in old Alabama, there's Daddy and Mammy, there's Ephraim and Sammy. On a moonlight night, you can find them all while they're waiting. The banjos are syncopating. What's that they're saying? Oh, what's that they're saying? The while they keep playing, I'm humming and swaying. It's the good ship Robert E. Lee that's come to carry the cotton away. Watch him shuffling along. See them shuffling along. Go take your best gal, real pal. Go down to the levee. I said the levee.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Open Gangnam Style.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, so this is the conclusion. The conclusion is we've got real problems. We've got real big problems. Civilization is crumbling before our very eyes. People are completely freaked out by the coronavirus. And you can call it a psyops. It's just, let's be real about it. Here's the problem. When you give people evidence for something real, but your evidence isn't real, then you're actually working against your own cause. So that the coronavirus, the lockdowns are wrong. At best, they're a mistake that people in charge should have known was a mistake when they put them in place. Okay, so that's the most charitable you can do. The coronavirus lockdowns and the response to coronavirus is a massive, in effect, it's a massive hoax. None of these things need to be done. People, serious people like John Ioannidis and Newt Witkowski, Scott Atlas, you know, these are top-notch immunologists and epidemiologists and whatnot. You know, they've been saying that the political powers and, you know, these state health experts like the tranny Rachel Levine in Pennsylvania, who's a father of two, but she is a father of two. I mean, that these people had to have known, if they understood what they were doing, they had to have known that the lockdowns were completely counterproductive. So the coronavirus is a hoax, but when you start like talking about magical numbers, numerology, 32, 33, 846, whatever it is, and the same goes for the riots, you're going to lose people because that part of it is easily disproven. I disproved that whole 33 thing because it took me 33 minutes to put together a montage of 32, people saying 32. So let's be discerning. Let's be discerning. The actual science, point people to Scott Atlas and Newt Witkowski and John Ioannidis and Dan Erickson, the doctor from Fresno, Bakersfield. Point people that way. Point out that the mass media, it is a completely Jewish-owned operation. There's a lot of real stuff. With the race riots, why would you make a big deal about the number 846? If you're going to be making big deals about numbers, how about making a big deal about the number instead of 846? How about 816? Because according to these crime statistics on cross-racial violent crime, blacks commit 816 times more violent crime against whites than vice versa. 816% more crime against whites than whites commit against blacks. So these are real things. Keep it real. Okay. And I'm not trying to call out anybody, but you know, we've got our backs to the wall, and we've got to be on our A game. So let's keep it real. Let's get on our A game, and let's overcome these hoaxes. I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Google Radio Jeremy and Patrick Show.
He's the Sheik of Arabia, as you can.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.